goes to the appropriations committees for implementation. That will happen after the Memorial Day recess. So over the Memorial Day recess, it's a great opportunity to buttonhole your lawmakers and talk to them about the programs that are important to you, because I can tell you that the budget resolution that was adopted is going to mean significant across-the-board cuts in virtually every domestic social program, whether it's food stamps or Social Security Administration or senior citizens' busing services, you name it, that program is going to be on the chopping block based on this resolution. And the last chance you're going to have to weigh in on the issue, or the best chance you're going to have, is this Memorial Day recess.
Many of the members will be back in the district, right?
That's right. Not all of them. A lot of them go on vacation, but a lot of them, especially the members who are concerned about their next election, will be home, will be at picnics and parades over Memorial Day, and will be looking for opportunities to talk with constituents to get an idea of their concerns. So this is probably one of the best lobbying opportunities for folks back home to weigh in on the decisions that are going to be made over the next few months.
Eric, one of the questions that I think anybody has to ask is the politicians that are making these decisions for the cuts. Is this ideologically driven? Do they have, what do they have, you know, to drive them, facts and figures wise, to make this kind of decision, or what?
Some of them are genuinely motivated by a desire to reduce the deficit. And unfortunately, their desire to reduce the deficit overwhelms their sense of priorities and justice, and they find themselves supporting big cuts in good programs simply because of their concern for the deficit. But an awful lot of members are just opposed to government action in any area except, of course, in the military. But otherwise, anything government does is bad, and therefore I want to cut anything that the government does. And a lot of members, Republicans, have that mentality. And it's a combination of the two, but the bottom line is, for those who are concerned about deficit reduction, what they should be supporting is equitable deficit reduction, a deficit reduction that affects the corporations, that affects the wealthy, and perhaps that affects other the middle class to some extent. But by and large, tax increases for the wealthy and big corporations need to be a part of deficit reduction, and nobody's talking about that.
And that's unfortunate, and it's unfortunate that it's the people that are at the bottom rung of the ladder are the ones who are paying for this.
That's right, and they're the least politically vocal, and So politicians are not afraid to cut their programs because they know that a lot of these people are not going to make a lot of noise about it. But we've got to make noise. That's the only way our political process works, is through people making noise, people objecting to what's going on and saying that they want changes in policies that support the middle class and support the poor.
Absolutely. One of the ironic things about this is many of the people that this impacts directly and impacts the hardest are for Republican states, and all too often they are registered Republicans.
That's correct.
You know, it's incredible.
That's correct. An awful lot of the Republicans who are supporting cuts in these programs are ignoring a large body of their own constituents who depend upon these programs for their survival. So that's why it's important for constituents, whether they have a Republican congressman or a Democratic congressman, to voice their support for good government, positive government, helpful government, and fair government.
Eric, let me ask you a question. You know, we know about the Koch brothers and the Sheldon Adelsons who can write a check for $110, $100, $400, or $1 billion. You know, if we got more people out there, if we got 50% of the populace or more out there voting, does that neutralize their leverage?
It certainly can. The party that represents the middle class and low income people have a lot more voters than the party of the wealthy. But the party of the wealthy has the megaphone because they can buy all the TV time, all the radio time, all the air time they want to convince you that they're really doing good things when in fact they're doing bad things. The only way to counter that is through the people who have the numbers to beat conservative candidates for election who don't support their point of view. The majority is in the middle class and the poor. The wealthy only represent a very small percentage of the electorate, but they represent a very large percentage of the power because of the money. We have people, they have money.
There you go. And we have to exercise our people, that's for sure. Eric, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate
it. My pleasure.
That was Eric Shulman of Shulman & Associates. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.